Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC Vic Carucci, the Dog Bowl 3 days away from the start of the 2013 Cleveland Browns season at First Energy Stadium, joined in studio now by the team president, Alex Shiner, and the vice president of fan experience, the one and only Kevin Griffin. Gentlemen, this is your first regular season game as a member of the Cleveland Browns organization. How fired up are you guys?
Ready to go. This is going to be fun.
I sure hope it's going to be fun.
Yeah, this is what you work all year for. This is really cool. The first regular season game, First Energy Stadium. I mean, the energy is going to be incredible, and we hope we get out of it with a win. It'll be exciting. If we do, town will go crazy, and we know that.
That's right, and hopefully the Browns will come out of there with a win. One of the things that you guys are talking about is a big kind of initiative here, and there's a dedicated microsite, www.paintthetownbrowns.com. This is a cool concept. Get everybody dressed up on Fridays, take pictures, et cetera. How do you want people to paint the town Browns?
Well, Nathan, we've had an incredible response. Nearly 30,000 fans have signed up for some giveaways and things we had over a 12-hour period on Tuesday. But it's just a week-long activity to celebrate our fans. And then the call to action, kind of the culminating event, is on Friday, asking everyone, not just this Friday, but every Friday moving forward, to wear and show their Browns pride. So we, again, through Alec and Joe's leadership, really are committing to this initiative of focusing on our fans. And it's not just on game day. It's 365 days a year. So these types of activities are important to build that culture.
Kevin, yours is a role that's pretty unique throughout the National Football League, created by the Browns to do exactly what it is, have someone who's connected with the fan base. And I remember Alec having this conversation with me early on, saying we're going to create this new role and hire somebody to fill it. And as I'm thinking about it and hearing him describe all the things that this thing touches, basically everything that the fans touch or that the Browns touch with the fans, so far, what has been your sense of this engagement and level of it? Because every day you are either through Twitter, social media, whatever it is, trying to connect with people.
Well, it really comes down to, and I don't say this because he's sitting here, but having an awesome boss, right? So you've got a guy in Alec and then Joe as well who are open-minded. And so they said, hey, be as creative as you can and listen to the fans. And then I don't want to say it's easy, but like give them what they want. And sometimes the fans don't even know exactly what it is that they want. So you've got to be creative. So it's been really, really fun. It's been challenging not only for myself, but the staff. And it's been a fun journey so far. I mean, we're sitting in the studio, right? And we've got this show was part of that idea, right?
Sure.
So by the way, we just got right into business, but it's taken like 6-7 weeks for us to get in here, Alec, to even have get on our own radio show.
Well, I've been in here.
I was going to say, speak for yourself, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm further down on the totem pole. But you know what? It's also about having fun, Vic.
Right.
I mean, and
right.
That's what we've found. Like,
yeah.
Even like this Paint the Town Browns activity, it's all about having fun and reminding us about what football is all about. And that's about serving our community. I was sharing with someone earlier today. I don't feel like I work for a football team. I never really have. I just feel like we're servants of our fans in this community. And so every Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night, whatever day we're playing, it gives us an opportunity to show the rest of the community or the rest of the country what a great community Cleveland is. So that's kind of the approach.
Sure.
Yeah, we feel like it's a kind of a virtuous cycle, right, which is the more we reach out to the fans, the better we treat our fans, the more they'll show up, the better our team will play. And Kevin's come up with a really cool catchphrase, which is we need to reclaim home field advantage. At one point, we had the best home field advantage in the NFL. We got to take it back, and we have to impact the other teams that come to Cleveland, and I know we can. And as it gets colder, it'll become even bigger home field advantage for us. And I know when I used to work for the Cowboys, we would play teams late in the season. We'd look at the schedule and say, oof, do we really want to go to Green Bay in December? And that's how it should be for Cleveland, and we'll take it back. And the more we engage with our fans, the more we'll ask from them to help us win games.
When you talk about engaging the fans, not only through these initiatives like Paint the Town Browns, the great contest on Twitter, which I saw blowing up my timeline, by the way, on Tuesday.
Right.
That was pretty awesome.
Right.
I was sad. I was just bummed out. I couldn't get in on any of those contests. At the actual game itself, I know there have been a number of enhancements to the stadium, et cetera. Talk about a few of those or some of the things you guys would like to highlight in that respect for the fans who are going to have an easier time getting in the stadium and a better time while at the stadium enjoying the game.
This was almost one of the first things we focused on. How can we make the game day experience better? So things like pyrotechnics when the players come out, the videos when the players come out, DJ on the field before the game, drum line, music during the game, other videos during the game. We've looked at every aspect of this. You can only imagine how much time we've spent on it. Kevin and his group have done a great job. And really what we want to do is just turn up the energy at the stadium during the game. We think our fans will notice it.
The bag policy obviously has been a big topic of conversation with what fans can't or can't take into the stadium and how this impacts the ingress situation as well. Can you talk about that, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. And for our fans, it's a league-wide policy. So this is something not just taking place at First Energy Stadium, but at the other 30 stadiums throughout the NFL, at the 29 stadiums throughout the NFL. But I think that the takeaway is this. If you don't have to bring a bag, don't. And just leave them at home. But if you are going to bring a bag, it has to be a transparent bag that has to be 12 inches by 12 inches. Or best way to think about this is 1 gallon, like a Ziploc. But it needs to be a clear bag. We recently just sent bags to all of our season ticket members that are transparent. They're branded with the Browns, so those are good to come through. But get online, come to clevelandbrowns.com, look at the policy, or go to the NFL website and check out the policy. It'll really walk you through every single step you need to know. And for our female fans and for those husbands or brothers or boyfriends, make sure you tell your significant other or spouse, if they're going to bring a purse, it has to be a clutch, which means the size of a palm of a hand. Anything else won't get into the stadium. So people have told me they're tired of hearing about this, but I don't think we can tell people
no.
enough.
It's going to help you get into the stadium early. It's going to help you enjoy all the new things that are happening in the stadium. And one of the things that I'm excited about, obviously the Wiener Dog races I think are pretty cool at halftime. Also, there's a rumored 2-on-2 Nathan Zagura, Kevin Griffin versus Alex Scheiner, and a partner to be named later, flag football game at a halftime. But other than that, the drum line to me, though, is something that I'm pretty excited about.
I've got Trent, by the way, and that's 1-2. I just asked
you just add some. They'll bring about a halftime. Okay, all right.
That'd be good. Yeah, we have a drum line. It's a really cool thing, right? We've got a drum line. About 2/3 of the NFL teams have a drum line, so we're coming on board. And we have 20 people from all around Northeast Ohio, and we have one female, and she drives in for every practice, every rehearsal, and for every game from Detroit.
Wow.
I mean, and I literally, when we selected the drumline, I had to have a talk with her. I said, are you sure you want to do this? She's fired up, and she might be the best drummer we've got. And awesome. This group is really, really good. So when you see her, tip of the cap, because she's really committed to the Browns.
Kevin Griffin, who is the Vice President of Fan Experience, joining us, along with Alex Scheiner, the President of the Browns. A lot of conversation also about cell phone service at the stadium, and this has been a big complaint of fans. What can they expect Sunday and beyond?
They can expect it to be a lot better. We've tested it out through our first two preseason games, Vic, and we've had a lot of success. So Verizon installed a DAS tower, a new cell tower. AT&T upgraded their cell tower, and they're working well. As the season goes on, they'll keep getting better. It's kind of how the technology works. We'll have a lot of people in our stadium game one, so we'll have to tweak it a bit, but we know that it'll get better for this first game.
Everything it seems that's being done with this organization, it has a long-term goal, a focus on winning, a focus on building this community, including this community, taking Cleveland back basically for this team, bringing the Browns to prominence on a national scale. And when you look at the enhancements in the stadium, to me, just listening to it, it sounds like everything is about putting the fans, you know, we talk about coaches putting players in the best position to succeed and do their jobs. The fans are being put now in a position where they don't have to worry about anything but going there, being loud, and helping the Browns with whatever they can do to support the team. Was that one of kind of the goals here to kind of, you know, you come from Seattle, the 12th man, everybody knows about the 12th man, and the Browns have an opportunity with the fan base, as rabid as it is, to be the best fan and to be the best, as you said, home field advantage in the entire NFL.
You know, it in Seattle there were times where we may not have had the best team in the division, and we'd win 8 games, and we could almost chalk it up to we will go 8-0 at home based on some of the talent on the field, but really because it was such a tremendous home field advantage. I remember over dinner Alec was telling me with the Cowboys he hated coming to Seattle, and Joe's mentioned how much he hated coming to Seattle when he was with Philly. But it became a mindset. It really became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the fans believed that they were going to impact the game. Now, to Alex's point earlier, home field advantage started here in Cleveland with the dog pound, which is something
absolutely.
That, well, you know, in Seattle we kind of took it and ran. So this is ours. We invented it here, and we're going to get it back.
Alec, when you took this job, you came from a place like Dallas, which we know historically how great that national fan base is. I know in many ways there are things that you did in Dallas that you want to try to apply here, but you can't do anything if you're not empowered to do so. And I find it interesting that Jimmy Haslam is the owner of this team. Joe Banner is the CEO. This became like priority one. We heard this message from day one about servicing fans, doing what we can for fans. And, you know, they're there. They love the brand. The Browns' passion was that long before any of us ever got in this building. But it seemed like the effort to take it to a new level was priority one. And I just want to know from your standpoint, the strategy of doing it, knowing that this is a fan base that's got a long history with this team. How do you go about changing some thinking or letting them believe that you really do care about them?
Well, I think it starts here, Vic, and you guys know this because you're in the building. We really have three goals as an organization. One, we support the football team because we know that winning is the most important thing. Number two, we engage the fan. Number three, we make the business better. And we feel like all those things together work perfectly. If you engage the fan, the business is better. The business is better. You can do better on the field. And Jimmy and Joe, from the very beginning, have touched upon this. I mean, the first meeting we ever had, we said, we've got to do better with our fans. This is a new day and age in the NFL. You've got to get people out of their living room, got to get them off their sofa, get them to the stadium.
And you guys don't just preach engaging the fans. You two specifically, the president of this team, the vice president of fan experience, are on Twitter engaging with fans. And that, to me, is one of the things that kind of blows my mind. You guys aren't, this isn't a joke. This isn't a tagline or lip service. You guys literally on Twitter interact with fans daily basis.
And you get some guff, too. I mean, they're not all coming back with you with flowers, with roses, and compliments.
They're not. But when I look at the Twitter followers that you all have and then what we have, you know, we got our work cut out. I mean, you guys, you both have, like.
Dude, he's not notorious for, that's just the name. The guy's a legend.
You have, like, over 10,000, you have 30,000 followers or some crazy number like that. So, yeah, we're working, we're following what you guys do and try to get better. But to your point.
No, but you're putting your, I'm saying, yours is a little different.
Yours is different.
Yours is different. Because you're asking them for advice, right, and for suggestions, I should say. And
You know, I told my wife that Sunday night, if things go well, it'll be quiet. But if things were to go bad, you know, my phone will continue to buzz all night long. But that's why we're here.
You got
to
do it.
Because we're here to serve the fans. And so the most important part of that point is we truly are listening. And a lot of the concepts that you'll see on game day came from fans' ideas, whether it was through social media or conversation, whatever it was. So we're excited to be able to put that into practice.
Yeah, number one, first thing I did was I blocked Nathan.
So that's a good move. It was a good move.
That's helped me.
It helps you stay anonymous when you do that.
Right.
Number two, I'll give you an example of listening to the fans. I really view Twitter as it's truly a gift. It really is, because you get this immediate feedback that you can use. So on third downs, this big third downs this season, at home, we'll play the Halloween theme song, Mike Myers, all that. That comes straight from Twitter. And I was just following Twitter, and it just kept coming up. There's a local radio guy, Dustin Fox, who was pushing it. Mm-hmm. And this, we never would have had that without our fans and Twitter.
And is the reason that the stadium you guys had decided to go with First Energy was part of it because energy is in the name, and that kind of sums up what you want in that building buzzing every single Sunday?
I think it really helps. And we've talked a lot about energy in this building, energy on the field, energy in the organization. We've got to move forward.
And it certainly is palpable. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Team President Alex Shiner and, of course, the Vice President of the Fan Experience, the one and only Kevin Griffin in studio, making your debut on CBD. Welcome.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming back.
We look forward to having both of you back, and look forward to everybody turning out this Sunday. First Energy Stadium, the Browns, the Dolphins, September 8th. Get there early, take advantage of these game day enhancements, and be loud. More of CBD with NZVC right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Every time.